Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, brought to you by your host, Gary Gardner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations and Queen Bee herself, Vicki Miller.
Hello, folks.
All right, so you want to talk about something important today?
Always.
Talking really important, not mindless stuff. Let's talk about something really important, okay?
Please not taxes. Please not taxes.
Oh, my gosh, no. Do you know where you are? We are in South Alabama. We have football.
Oh,
we had the
that's right. This past weekend was the first college games, right?
And it was the trifecta.
The trifecta.
The trifecta.
Please do elaborate.
Well, because Alabama won, which there's a lot of Alabama fans here. Auburn won. You're an Auburn fan.
Uh-huh.
And my team, Go Jags, won as well. So everybody should have been happy on Sunday. Now, I hope they weren't so happy that they didn't hear our last show, because, you know, we're going to continue on what we were talking about last week. But, you know, this brings an air of happiness back. For most of us, and you know, for most people down here, football is happiness. And hopefully we can take some of that happiness and relate that to retirement, because retirement should be one of the happiest times in your life. You've worked all your life for it.
Exactly. So why not enjoy it, right?
I hope so.
Okay. So, Gary, how are some of the ways that maybe we might want to think about enjoying our retirement? How do we plan for those wonderful hobbies or maybe getaway trips if we're planning them right now?
I wish it was one way, but everybody's different. You know, my idea of retirement, your idea of retirement can be totally different. You know, you may want to travel. I may want to just sit on the front porch and watch birds fly. But no matter what you want to do, you have to be able to afford it. And that's what most people have been doing, probably not thinking about it, but that's what most people do to work all their life to get to the point that they can retire.
And in retirement, you kind of go into what we like to call a decumulation phase, don't we?
A decumulation phase.
Isn't that an interesting word?
That's a long word for spending money.
Isn't it? But it's what happens when you go into retirement, right? Or are you thinking about entering in retirement? It's definitely a phase that happens.
Well, you've been spending money all your life, so that's an easy thing for us. I'm not pointing out you. I'm just saying we've been spending money all of our life. We've been accumulating our money. And the thing that changes when we retire is most of the time we stop accumulating. We start consuming. And what did you just call that?
Decumulation phase.
I like that word, decumulation. Okay.
Well, basically what you're talking about, though, is if we're spending money in retirement, we might end up actually spending more money in retirement. But then we might need to start thinking about in our pre-retirement planning how much we're actually going to need. And I think part of that comes into knowing how much liquidity you actually will need in retirement, I think. Because I think that you kind of go through some different phases. Either you want to maintain your spending and you want flexibility, or you want to maintain your assets and still have flexible spending. And if you're even in any part of that thought process, there has to be some planning somewhere, because you're still looking at managing your risk. You're still looking at life expectancy, since we're living a lot longer. We're still looking at market crashes. I mean, those have happened. Those are real things that
market
happen.
Market corrections.
And corrections. Well, okay. Excuse me, not crashes. but it's kind of what happens. But then we also look at unexpected expenses, and I think the folks that are in Louisiana and definitely some of the parts of Mississippi have certainly found that out a lot sooner than they wanted to, and having to relocate and going out of their comfort zone and renting hotel rooms and then finding expenses, getting everything back. Those are things that you don't necessarily plan on happening, but when they do, you have to have a plan to take care of. And then, with all of that being said, you're not just dealing with financial issues. You're dealing with emotional issues. But Gary, emotions will not pay your bills in retirement. And they certainly won't keep up with your cost of health care that I think we're seeing rising. So what are some of your thoughts about that phase
occurring, the decumulation phase?
What do you think about that? When you finally pull that trigger.
Well, it's different for everybody. I know for me, it was kind of a scary thing because all of a sudden I went from being able to count on an income and a check. I say a check. Most of us have money, most of our money just automatically deposited in a checking account. So it's kind of rare for people to sign a check today, although every once in a while you see somebody writing one. But when you get in a decumulation phase, I'm going to have to try that word a couple of times, decumulation. Spending. I'm going to just call it spending. Because when you get in the spending phase, you're spending assets down that you've been saving for years and years and years. And you have to make them last. You were talking about liquidity. And liquidity is great. I think people get a little bit hung up on liquidity. All our life, we've had some form of liquidity, and how much money do you have sitting in the bank account? But does that make your money grow? It not much. If we were back 25 years ago when CDs were paying 6% and 7%, yeah, you could leave your money sitting around. But today you have to actually plan for that money to grow and that money to sustain you during your decumulation phase. I like that word.
And that's why it's more important than ever to call someone that you can have that conversation with. You can call us at our Daphne office, and that's at 251-625-1226 or
1-877-251-1984. And you can go to the website because that's there 24 hours a day, and we're not. Obviously, we're here recording this show right now. But anytime you have a question about retirement, just log on to the website, AskJimBird.com. That's B-Y-R-D, AskJimBird.com, and leave any question you have about an aspect of retirement planning. Last week, we talked about some of the common misconceptions and mistakes that people make when they're getting ready to retire. And one of those is not focusing on the right thing. Are you focusing on making money grow? Are you focusing on making money last? What's more important? And that's what we ask people when they come in. What do you need? Do you have money saved up that you just need to make sure you protect it? Or do you still need to make that money grow so that it's going to last for 25 or 30 years? Because realistically, that's how long most people are going to live in retirement.
And you definitely would like to have a core nest egg that's going to be stable. And you want it to do a little bit for you. That's why I think you invest in CDs and why you have other investments throughout your portfolio. Now, keeping in mind that what your neighbor has and what your neighbor has been doing for like over 30 or 40 years or however many, long they've been investing may not suit your situation. And so it's always good to just kind of sit down periodically with your spouse or someone that you trust to help manage all of that and get an idea of your plans, your goals, what you'd like to do, and maybe even start a plan or begin a conversation, even with some of the kids. Because as we're finding out now, some of the children are having to take care of mom and dad because of health care situations that have come around that were unexpected. So I guess what it comes down to is if you're looking at liquidity into your retirement and how you're going to spend it and how you're going to plan and some of the risk to plan for, having too much of it, from what I've heard you and Jim say, can actually make it impossible to make some of those objectives come to light.
Right. Well, if you want your money liquid, you've got to put it somewhere where you can get to it at any time. And you mentioned CDs. I wouldn't put money in a CD right now for anything, unless I just wanted to protect it and watch it go down in value. As we're speaking here today, you know, the 3-year rate on a CD is virtually nothing, but inflation is still running somewhere between 3% and 6%. So if you're putting your money in a CD, you're just saying, well, it doesn't matter what it's worth because it's not going to buy me as much when I pull it out a few years from now. So you can't just make choices that don't make sense. You've got to look at things that will guarantee you some growth, because you have to try and keep up at least a little with inflation. We don't control inflation. Inflation happens when goods and services are being chased by money. And right now, look around us. There's so many things that you can't just walk out and pick up or walk in and buy like you used to. Go look for a car right now. You really have to plan to buy a car because we've got a chip shortage. So it's not something you can just go out and get. So what does that mean? It means the price of the cars, including used cars, is going up. So you may be planning to live on a certain amount of money. You may be planning to replace a car at some point while you're in retirement, but you may not be thinking, well, that car's going to cost me more money. So yes, I want to have some liquidity so that if I need to go buy a car or if I have unplanned expenses, I've got access to it. But I still need growth, because without growth, you're just backing up. And you can't afford just to back up in retirement. When you're backing up in retirement, you're just having to make decisions about spending less and less money. And there's so many things that you can't spend less money on. You can turn your thermostat up to 78. You can make some other choices, but some things just aren't going to go down in cost. Look at your homeowner's insurance. If you live in a house, homeowner's insurance is not going down. Your light bill, unless you like living at 78 or 80 degrees, is not going down. So you've got to have a way to pay for those.
And it kind of sounds like it's important to kind of have a contingency plan in place, you know, just to make sure that you have funds that can help fill the gap, you know, if you're no longer to do some of the things today down the road.
Well, you got to have the same, you have the same needs for income in retirement that you do when you're working. I mean, you've got to pay your bills and you've got to have some sort of reliable income coming in. For a lot of people, the reliable income aspect of their retirement is Social Security. And Social Security is wonderful. You know it's going to be there on a certain day every month, and you've got a pretty good idea of exactly how much it's going to be. But you're missing one of the important things that is not there, and that's another guaranteed stream of income that you had while you were working. Some people retire and still, some people sign up for Social Security and still work some. You know, some people find it necessary to work after they've signed up for Social Security because their savings aren't enough to cover what their expenses are. And that's one of the things that we help people look at. How do you have enough money to pay the bills you need to pay for and live the lifestyle that you want, not the lifestyle that's dictated to you?
Right. So it's always, it kind of seems like it's important that you should take in your Social Security so that you don't end up strapped in your retirement, especially since I think many seniors use Social Security to help pay their bills. But the ones that are solely relying on those benefits, it might not be such a good idea. I mean, because if you think about it, I think many seniors enter in retirement expecting the bulk of their income to come from Social Security. And to be fair, even though the program has been around for a very long time and has helped a lot of seniors, or baby boomers as you like to call it, but you have to think about this, your workforce time actually comes to an end. And if you don't have a financial plan in place, you could be in a financial pain. And that's why it might be more important now than ever to go ahead and get organized. If you haven't already taken that first step, getting a good handle on your overall finances now might be a great time to do that and to call in at our office at 251-625-1226 or
800-251. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot the number.
I think it's 877.
877-251-1984. Well, I don't call it very often, so. And I'm like most people. I've got it just programmed into my cell phone, so I hit call office.
Right. So if we're talking about calling the office and setting up meetings, especially if you can't get out or whatever, we'll be happy to talk with you. And we do appreciate our longtime radio listeners. But let's talk about something that you and Jim weren't able to get into last week. And this is something that has become more important as we've been watching the news and you know, maybe making more trips to get certain testing done for this virus that's running around here. Let's talk about the financial impact of long-term care, or at least health care expenses, Gary, because you were talking in the office this morning that there's another enrollment period coming up for Medicare in October, correct?
Right. The annual enrollment period starts October 15th, and that's when, if you're in a Medicare plan, you can take a look at other plans that are out there. New plans are going to come out, and each plan that you're in will probably have some changes this year. And so it's always a good idea to talk with someone and compare the plan you're in to what your actual needs are. You know, there are Medicare Advantage plans out here that promise you all kinds of things, you know, transportation, meals, give back benefit. And that's there. That's there for certain income folks. It's not there for everybody. But there are other benefits in there. And there are not only Medicare Advantage plans, there are Medicare supplements, and each one has a different advantage. You know, when you're looking at a Medicare supplement, you can go to any doctor anywhere in the country that accepts Medicare. If you're looking at Medicare Advantage plans, you may have to go to a certain group of doctors, and if you don't go to that group of doctors, you have to pay for the cost of the care yourself. And those plans vary widely in terms of cost and features. So it's important to look at those. And again, October 15th through December 7th will be the dates that we can actually start talking about new plans that are coming out. You're going to see more advertising in the next few weeks. We've already seen Joe Namath and the guy that used to be on Different Strokes. I forget his name. But they're all over the airways talking about... Oh, you know who
I think
he is?
That was JJ off Good Times, not Different Strokes.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a while back. So, but yeah, but they're all out there, and you know, they're talking about different aspects of different programs, and they talk about well, I can't get into all the aspects of the programs on the radio show, but it is important to look at what Medicare plans you're using. Most people think that Medicare is going to pay almost all of their health care expenses, and it's not. Medicare expenses, your Medicare is going to cover a lot of your hospital expenses. They're going to be copays, there's going to be deductibles, and another part of Medicare is going to pay for your office visits. But really what catches most people is not Medicare, it's long-term care. Long-term care starts with just family members helping another family member out, maybe stopping by to make sure all the groceries are there, making sure that you've looked at your bills, just making sure your house is clean. And that's the first stage of long-term care. As our needs changed, and if you look statistically, almost 70% of us will need some form of long-term care in our lifetime, and the longer we live, the higher the need for long-term care. Costs for long-term care are through the roof. You know, we mentioned at a seminar the other night that if you wanted to live in assisted living, I think I quoted around $4,000 to $5,000 a month. And we had a person in that business at the seminar, and she came up afterwards and said, no, it's probably closer to $6,000 to $7,000. And if you need to be in a full-service nursing care facility, that's over $100,000 a year right now. Almost none of us can sustain a long-term existence in a full-scale nursing home. That's why Medicaid will pick up once you've spent almost all your assets down. So long-term care is something we have to plan for, and it's something most people don't think about.
Right, so that's why it's important to kind of have a strategy in place, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and that's when you have to decide, am I going to self-insure, which you just said is quite costly. mean, I was just sitting here figuring up how much it would cost in a year. And, well, I got to tell you, if I had to maintain that, I don't know that I could be in a position to maintain almost $100,000 a year for 2 to 3 years, especially if I'm using that money that I thought for my retirement income. So it definitely would have to cause me to look at taking that money to cover that cost from some of my assets someplace else.
Yeah, and some people come in, and this is not uncommon, people come in and ask, should I buy long-term care insurance? Well, for a lot of people, the answer is no. You know, long-term care insurance is term insurance, and it's a use-it-or-lose-it scenario. It starts out fairly expensive, and the more you age, the more expensive it gets. But if you don't use it in a given year, that money's gone. So for most people, looking at long-term care expenses, if you want to buy long-term care, buy enough long-term care to cover what assets you have or what debts you have. Other than that, you're going to spend your money down if you have no family. Now, if you have family, that's a huge plus. I remember my dad and my mother let my grandmother and my great-aunt and another great-aunt live with us. But in our modern society, that's not necessarily where people go. But thankfully, Medicaid is there. But think about it. Baby boomers are already stressing the healthcare system in more ways than it's ever been stressed. So if all of us live long enough to get in a long-term care facility and Medicaid takes over, it just means our taxes are going to go up higher. I know you don't want me to talk about taxes today, but that's another aspect of income planning that you have to consider when you're looking at retirement.
These are all just another reason why you should give our office a call at 251-625-1226
or 877-251-1984.
Right. And listeners, keep in mind, even if you're not financially ready or entering in your retirement stage, you can always give us a call if you need a resource for Medicare. We'll be happy to help you on that aspect. And maybe later on down the road, if we can help you in another way, we'll be more than glad to. Gary, you know, through a lot of our conversations, we just had a client come in last week, and she actually had a long-term care policy. And they were going up on her rates this year. And by doing so, they were actually cutting some of the benefits that her husband would be receiving. And he was finding himself in a terminally ill situation. And so she came in, and she was happy that she had a place that she could at least kind of get an idea of, what should I do with this? How can you help me read through some of this? Do you mind? Because there are some individuals who have policies that are older that have tried to make the good footing and foundations of long-term care planning with some of these policies, and they just really don't know what's in them.
Well, people get complacent, and they just think, well, I've got it. It's going to be there. And we have people come in all the time and say, you know, I knew what I had when I took it out, but I've forgotten. So it's a good idea every year, or if not, if you can't do it every year, at least every other year, come in and meet with us or meet with your financial professional. Go over what these policies will cover for you, because they do change. They are not guaranteed to be the same thing for the rest of your life. And some policies do give you access to funds in different ways for chronic care, for terminal care, for nursing home care. And some people don't realize that that's actually in there, and they can draw on those funds. And many people don't realize that if you have a life insurance policy, a lot of life insurance policies do have money or do have funds available to pay for long-term care, to pay for chronic illnesses or terminal illnesses. So it's important to look to see where you can pull some of this money from. If you can keep from pulling it out of an asset pool that's growing that you need to pay your expenses with, that's one area that we help people look at. You know, retirement really comes down to math. If you can do math, you can figure out what you need to retire in. You've got to consider cost increases. You've got to consider taxes. You've got to consider inflation, although you can just estimate it. But when you sit down and add up your expenses per month and add in the revenue that you have coming in, either from Social Security or money out of a 401k or an investment account, the math has to add up. And that's what we help people do. We help people look to see what funds they've put away, how they're making them grow, and how they're going to spend them to provide the kind of a retirement lifestyle that they want. And that's what we help people do.
And that's the importance of having the right income plan so you can help make those decisions. If you haven't already done so, now's the time to review your current finances and make sure that you're still on the same path and you still have the same goals. And although the market seems like it's been doing pretty good from, I guess, rebounding from last year, you know, keep in mind that if there's anything that would have told us is that can shift at any given time. That's why we encourage you to think back. If anything that happened last year, if you even had one bit of doubt, give us a call. If anything concerns you at all, whether it was the healthcare expenses, whether it was your 401k, which is something we didn't even talk a whole lot about, but we found out about, that there are certain companies that are being acquired by others, and they're having individuals take their old retirement plans while they're structuring new ones for them. You know, start asking yourselves, is this new plan as good as my previous plan? You know, what are some of those costs in there, and how is it going to benefit me? And start thinking about, well, maybe I might need to look a little bit more into some type of guaranteed income in my retirement planning.
And a lot of people forget about old 401ks. They put money in there out of payroll deductions, and then they change jobs. And it's not unusual for someone to come in and say, oh, yeah, well, when I'm looking at what I've saved all my life, yeah, I've got this other 401k over here I forgot about. And, you know, that's money that you put aside. So that can be used for different things and for putting into plans that will help you generate the income you need in retirement. We can't stop our bills in retirement.
No, we can't, because we have to take care of our essentials. And it's why it's more important than ever to just make sure you don't run out of money in your retirement.
And we call that be prepared.
Always be prepared. So we thank you for listening to us today. And again, if you have any questions, you can go to our website at AskJimBird.com. That's BYRD. Or you can call our office at 251-625-1226 or
877-251-1984.
And we thank you for listening to us today.
Call 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.